Good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Mitchell, editor of the Wholesaler Magazine, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. I'm really excited for our series here of Off the Cuff to bring to you a company that I've known for a long time. Today, we're joined by Kevin Mayer, Executive Vice President of McGuire Manufacturing Company. The company has been providing high-quality commercial plumbing products for more than 58 years. Established in Prospect, Connecticut, as an original equipment manufacturer that produced brass plumbing trim for other plumbing fixture manufacturers, today, McGuire produces traps, stops, supplies, drains, and strainers that are specified by plumbing professional designers for use in commercial construction projects. Located in Cheshire, Connecticut, they specialize in custom-designed products and finishes built to withstand commercial fixture requirements. We have so much to discuss today, and I'm happy to bring this company and Kevin to our series. Kevin, welcome to Off the Cuff.
Thank you so much, Ruth. Good to be with you.
So, Kevin, I just want to jump right in here. You know, 58 years, McGuire Manufacturing. Can you give our audience a brief history of the company? And what was business like for you when we started the new year?
Absolutely. So, McGuire is a 62-year-old manufacturing company producing plumbing fixture trim. We started as an OEM manufacturer. In a small garage in Prospect, Connecticut. That location was about 5 miles away from the brass city, Waterbury, Connecticut, which at the time was America's brass capital. So no surprise, all of McGuire's products are made from brass. To the business side at the beginning of the year, and even last year, the company experienced significant growth over 2019, and Q1 was a very strong quarter as well. Our 2020 business plan was very aggressive with some major initiatives and projects, many of which we've had the ability to complete due to the current environment and having some additional time to focus in on things.
So the beginning of 2020 looked pretty good, and it sounds like right now it's going along as well. How has this pandemic impacted the company?
Yeah, so the first quarter, you know, we had a strong quarter. However, the pandemic came in very fast, and right off the bat, we were affected with our travel. Obviously, March through June are very busy travel months with buying group meetings, MCAA, customer and vendor visits. We had to put the travel ban into effect in early March, and anybody that was traveling in the month of March had to quarantine for 14 days. So we've had to shift our focus and priorities, make some major adjustments in a very short amount of time. Few of the changes that McGuire has made is, you know, strict adherence to the CDC guidelines. So, as I mentioned, cease of employee travel, made changes in the production and warehouse schedules, splitting up teams for social distancing. We've provided all personal protective equipment to our employees. We're not allowing any visitors into any of our facilities. We have ramped up cleaning and sterilization services, which is being done between every shift. We've staggered breaks throughout the day for the essential employees that are coming in. And the office and admin team is working from home. Really, business in today's environment has forced us to change and adapt. We have a strong executive and management team. We're making real-time decisions and executing swiftly. Because of the team's early adoption in late February, early March, business and workload has been well managed. So no doubt it's been an adjustment for the whole team. I'm just so proud of everyone at McGuire. Change is so difficult for everyone, but that's really McGuire's strength, to adapt and overcome changing landscape, especially within our industry, which is always changing.
You're absolutely right on that one. I mean, being nimble is, you know, so important at this point in time. And I know when you were talking about March through June is such a busy season for buying groups and industry events. And I'm so used to seeing your team out on the road everywhere I go, always face to face with customers. But I want to take a step back and ask you this question. As an essential business, I know that you're still manufacturing, but are you still doing it at the same capacity as before?
Yes, Ruth, we are still manufacturing. Our factories are fully operational. However, we've begun scaling back production based on sales activity and projections. We have several KPIs, performance indicators that we pay close attention to that are really guiding us and allowing us to make well-informed decisions as to purchasing and production. So, I am pleased to report that our manufacturing and supply chain is fully operational, and I'm going to knock on wood right now.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both, absolutely. So you're still manufacturing, so let me talk to you about your customers. You know, your customers are wholesalers, contractors, and engineers. How have you seen the needs of your customers change, and how is McGuire adapting to that?
Sure. So on the wholesale side, I'd say they're shifting more towards just-in-time inventory. We're seeing more dropship orders where we're shipping to job sites, which, you know, allows for less touches and handling of the product. From our discussions with engineers, they're cranking away. They are staying busy right now. On the contractor side, you know, in the less affected territories, they're working under restraint. Unfortunately, several of our stronger territories have been shut down, and we are just waiting, as are they, for things to start opening up. Specifically, in the New England area. So, you know, we've refocused and strengthened our sales team communication tools for the technology side and, you know, our IT systems. We really have a solid sales force, including our manufacturers reps throughout the country who have been historically making visits to customers every day.
Mm-hmm.
And those in-person visits have completely ceased. So now we're all having to make some changes and start using technology, making virtual calls, and we've been doing a lot of product training through whether it be Teams or Zoom, and we're definitely trying to make the most of the technology and staying in front of our customers and take advantage of slow times by training and educating those customers.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said it's all about communication and staying in front of your customers one way or the other. You know, we're all going to come through this at some point in time, and your customers will remember who was there helping them along the way. Which goes to one point of McGuire. You know, your company is definitely known for its customer service and for its delivery time. I know that in the beginning of the year, I believe McGuire Manufacturing had opened up a West Coast distribution facility. Can you talk to me about how the operations are going out west?
Absolutely, yeah. That was, you know, a major move. And as you mentioned, customer service is a major strength and focal point to McGuire. We opened the West Coast DC in Reno mid-January. This was done to better support our West Coast customers with shorter lead times and reduced shipping costs. As you know, we are an East Coast manufacturer who is very strong on the Eastern Seaboard. So key growth for McGuire is in the West Coast. And, you know, we realized that readily available product to support the sales initiatives was critical. The West Coast DC is a solid investment, and I really couldn't be more pleased with the performance and ease in management of that facility.
So I like to look at things and I use the term silver lining, but you know, one question I do want to ask is, what positive changes or additions have been made that you think will be most beneficial to the business in the long term? I mean, I've got to imagine that necessity is the mother of invention, and there's always ways to go about doing different things. But what have you found change-wise has been most beneficial to the business and will be so down the road?
Yeah, absolutely great question. And 100% is employees. We've made several new hires in the last 6 months, 2 years. We've got a great team that is really committed to the success. Our essential employees are coming in and committed. They're putting up numbers like you wouldn't believe. You know, they're putting up numbers comparable to pre-COVID numbers.
Wow.
And our workforce has been cut down, you know, 30-40%. So the people that we have is really our major strength. The office and admin team haven't skipped a beat. As mentioned, we're working remote and everybody is getting their job done and finding time to take advantage of some of the trainings that we have set up through, whether it be a McGuire University training or training through one of our industry partners. The other, you know, major change in addition would be the IT. In the last 5 years, we've put in a new ERP system, which we just moved to the cloud 3 months ago, which really, for myself, that allows me to sleep at night. I can be such a parent. So that was a big one. We are bringing on more and more customers and vendors and trading partners through our EDI platform. So, you know, just the ease of business has been improving and just reducing the amount of manual transactions that we're having to do. You know, a lot of exciting marketing initiatives, which I think we're working on some of them with you guys. And we've got a new product that we're going to be announcing very shortly that we're very excited about. And, you know, again, the trainings, I would say, is another major benefit. Something that we're looking at in the short term and long term, and know that our employees need to be knowledgeable, one, about our business, and two, about our industry, and whatever we can do for them to get them the knowledge that they need to understand the business and the industry is critical.
Well, I'm chuckling because I think one of the biggest shout outs that has happened within the last couple months is to everyone who works in IT that has been able to get companies to work remote and to continue operations and be successful. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, what you're doing for your employees. And I do have one question on that one, which I'll get to in a minute. But, you know, what else are you doing to help continue to deliver a better outcome for your customers? What new practices has the company implemented that's able to help your customers in the long term as well?
Sure. You know, I would say for us, right now, due to the landscape, we're not able to travel. We're not able to visit with customers, whether it be at our facility or theirs. So just taking full advantage of technology, you know, whether that be Microsoft Teams, Zoom, WebEx, we've used all these programs, and we're really becoming very technically savvy in our trainings. So, you know, for us, training our customers, training our reps, and then keeping the communications line open, checking in with customers and being there to support them however we can. You know, McGuire is, like, think of us as a solution provider. We're going to do whatever it takes to solve problems and ease frustrations and get it done at the end of the day.
Well, I love that term, whatever it takes. It's something that I use as well. You know, you do whatever it takes to get the job done, but not only done, but get it done right. You know, what is the biggest challenge that you face today, and how are you addressing it?
Sure. I would say we have domestic and international operations, and just monitoring those operations, making sure business is running and performing at the level that we need it to. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we have our KPIs, so keeping a close eye on those KPIs to make sure nothing gets out of control, staying in constant contact with our supply chain is critical. We need to make sure that we have the products here ready to service our customer, which I pride myself on, and I think we do an excellent job with, and I would say that I'm very pleased with how we've handled the whole COVID situation and, with supply chain and making sure that we are here to service.
Well, you definitely are. I mean, it sounds like it from our conversation here. I had referred earlier that I love the term silver lining because I do believe that you can find the good in everything. You know, talk to me about your employees. What's McGuire Manufacturing doing for your employees right now to help take care of them at this point?
Sure. So, you know, we're in going back to your previous question, the biggest challenges and probably before I answer this, you know, the biggest challenge and the most important thing that we need to do, one, besides making sure we have product, is protecting our people. You know, we would not be where we are without our people, and we are here to protect and do what is in the best for our employees. And then, you know, circling back to your question, what have we done? You know, we're doing little things. We're bringing in lunch. We're making sure that the environment that they're working in is clean, safe, sterile, that they have the necessary distance required. We're providing the personal protective equipment that's needed. And, you know, we're also looking at how are we going to show our support and thanks to the team that's on the front line and getting it done every day. So right now, our executive team is meeting and discussing how are we going to show our appreciation, gratitude for our A-line.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got so much going on there at McGuire Manufacturing, and, you know, I look forward to seeing you and your team down the road here at future industry events, and excited to hear about the new products that you have that will be coming online here sometime, hopefully within the next couple months. We'll be here to help talk about that. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for supporting your customers, and thank you for your time and participating in today's Off the Cuff series. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Ruth. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Stay safe.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.